This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Start the hour by saying to yourself, I will, I am, I have, if you want. You can listen up and see what we have cooking here, what we will do and what we are doing and what we have for you information-wise. Jennifer Horn on the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Friday, the 28th of June, last Friday of the sixth month of 2019. We're halfway through the year as of Monday. They start the second half of the year. How do you feel about that? Could feel yucky about it. Not as yucky as the next dead guy who has been vacationing down in Dominica. We'll talk about that after Jennifer gives us her spiel. I actually watched some of the debate last night and thought Trump's going to win. Frankly, after I watched some of these people who, I want to like Joe Biden, who's had a lot of face. Looks like he's had a lot of face work done on him. Doesn't look bad. He just, oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think he looks a little different, too. I don't know what's going on. But the problem with Joe Biden is I think he has lost his spark. There was a Joe Biden of old that had a lot of charisma, that even when he said things that people didn't agree with politically, there was still something very likable about Joe Biden. And I don't know if it's the loss of his son. I don't know if his heart isn't quite in this presidential run, but it seems that that charismatic guy is gone. And I think the big headline from last night's debate is that, as Drudge said, he was eaten alive by Kamala Harris, who came out swinging, who did what she was supposed to do, and that's attack the front runner. And she went after him for his past comments and statements and work with people that she called segregationists. And there was a takedown, I think, moment. And there were a lot of Democrats who I think were hoping that it would be a Biden-Kamala Harris ticket. I don't see that happening at this point.
No, I don't see that.
But definitely, she is trying to
gun for him. She's a horror show.
I know, but I've said all along, I think she would be the nominee.
Though. Yeah, she handled the whole thing like a really great prosecutor would. You could see her lawyer came out. Yeah, she definitely, she was, I don't really, she's not my favorite. I know, but, do we need a reality show star, too? I mean, come on, it's everybody's up for
it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what she presents is the worst possible political reality, because she is a politician, and she comes across that way. It's all about her. It's all about what she's done. I wanted to puke listening to her talk about all the things she's done and how wonderful she is.
Isn't that exactly what they all do?
Maybe it is, but for me, it doesn't work. So anyway,
well, at
keep
this
going.
Point, when is it? Know
but when is it
about
not
them?
About Trump? It's all about Trump. About Trump.
You keep saying that about Trump. I'm not telling you that I love Trump. I'm telling you that she makes me nauseous. That's what I'm telling you. So anyway,
she's going to have the thing about Kamala Harris is she's what the leadership of the DNC wants to present in 2020. She's diverse. She's a she. She's younger. There's probably some more energy there than is behind Bernie and Biden. But again, it comes down to an it factor, and it always has. Bush had an it factor over Gore. Obama had an it factor over Hillary. Trump had an it factor over Hillary as well. And does Kamala Harris have the it factor that would make people elect her? And I don't know that the answer is yes. Now, we could also talk about this nut freak show, Marianne Williamson, who was a former guru for Oprah. And literally the only tweet that I could muster in watching all of the debate last night was, what kind of nut is Marianne Williamson? Because she's just a little out there.
My husband thought she was stoned. He literally thought, he's like, I think
it's a
she's
fair
high.
Yeah. She's definitely looking for a spiritual healing. And the funny thing is, she did better than Kirsten Gillibrand and some of the other candidates getting on that stage. But, whoa. Kirsten Gillibrand, I think, is pretty much all but over. We've talked about her being kind of DOA. Bernie Sanders finally said he would raise taxes on the middle class. That was a big headline. And every single person on that stage vowed health care for illegal immigrants. I think this debate was better in that the candidates did what they were supposed to do, meaning they took down Trump, they were hitting at Biden. That's what they should have done probably a little bit more in night number one. But I can't tell you that I think there was one that came out where I said, yep, that's the one that could actually beat the president, which is what Democrats should be looking at, I think, for 2020. I think maybe the big story is that Biden will still be in it, but I think he definitely took a hit. There's probably going to be less room between him and the people that are behind him now. Mayor Pete, I thought, performed okay. I can't say that he did what he needed to do to stand out, to be the star that he was when he first broke out on the campaign trail. So, I don't know, ladies and gents, what did you guys think? What were your initial thoughts?
I actually thought that I totally agree with your entire assessment, I 100%. The only thing is, I actually do think that Mayor Pete was the standout. And I predicted in our social circle, we've been talking about the debates for a couple weeks, I predicted that Mayor Pete would be the most impressive of anyone on the stage, and for me, he was. He's not ready to be president right now. I think he's a complete rising star, and I think that we're looking at the first gay president in the future. But for right now, I think the only real bulldog on that stage was Kamala Harris. I don't love her. She would not be my first choice, but I was definitely a lot more impressed with her and her performance than I have been in the past. I thought that Kirsten Gillibrand was a disaster. And I understand that she's trying desperately to get her voice heard, but I literally was yelling at my TV for her to shut up and sit down. I just got so fed up with her cutting everybody off. Joe Biden was really disappointing for me last night, too. And I just don't like that he cut himself off on almost every question. I don't understand how you don't finish a thought. His non-finishing was more jarring for me watching it, going, well, wait a minute, now I don't even know what his point was, because he would just, as soon as they would say time, they didn't even say time. He was looking at a timer, and then he cut himself off each time. No other candidate did that in two nights. I don't understand why that was a strategy or what happened.
Either that heart isn't in it, he's gotten old, it's a combination of everything. I don't know, but there's just something that's different about him this time around.
Yeah,
did you also notice that Mayor Pete was the only one who actually heard the questions?
Yeah.
The whole stage was like, huh?
I couldn't figure out if everyone was, because my takeaway from the night was how old Biden and Bernie looked. I don't know if it's because they were on a stage with people who were all 20 years younger than them, but the more I watched, I was like, wow, I just don't want to vote for two guys who look like they can't even hear what anyone's asking. I don't know if they were doing that a lot. Yeah, I don't know if everyone had earpieces that weren't working, but I specifically noticed they went to ask who's the guy, the old guy whose last name starts with an H?
And it's Hickenlooper.
Yeah.
I actually liked him.
I like him. He's from Colorado.
Well, the thing is, I wish
he got more time because he's got really good stuff that he did in Colorado.
Yeah, so they went to ask him a question, and he's, you know, kind of leaning in like, what? And then Marianne next to him is, I don't know if she thought that they were asking her the question, but she was like, what's going on? And then the moderators didn't know what to do, and it was like a 5-second juggling of like, who are we actually asking the question? I think that even though it's kind of a takedown, I thought the highlight of the night, and I only watched the first 45 minutes because I just got so sick of everyone stamping on top of each other and just 10 people talking at once. But when, was it Swalwell who was talking about that thing? He's a disaster, but it did make me laugh when he had that kind of burn on Biden when he said that Biden had said, you know, like 20 years ago that it was time to pass the torch. And I agree with that. I do think it's time to pass the torch. And I think a lot of young voters are going to have to decide if they want to, you know, stand for the Democratic Party and have someone who they think can beat Trump, or if they want to vote with their heart and vote for someone that they think is younger.
There's no one on that stage that's going to beat Trump.
I think that Biden was the only one who had a chance, and unless he pulls, you know, some kind of rabbit out of the hat.
It's not going to happen between the next year, but there's nobody. As of last, if the election were today, Trump wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And yeah. And Andrew Yang, the tech guy, I was bored watching him. I thought he got way too much time to answer with his stupid, let's give everyone $1,000 for the rest of their lives. Like, well, we've talked about this on this show. That doesn't work.
I'll take the $1,000.
Okay. But that's,
I'll buy you with the government's money. I'll buy
that's been tried in so many different European towns and cities and counties. Yeah. It doesn't work. And I thought he just got way too much time to talk about something really stupid.
I don't think anybody really understood what he was talking about. Into so much depth, and he tried to make it sound more technical, and then at the end I was like, well, okay, what did you just say? I didn't really understand any of that.
Sounds like your reaction to me sometimes when I go off and you want to get the hook.
It is true. I don't know what you're talking about half the time.
Oh, really? Oh,
I don't think Marianne Williamson knew what she was talking about.
I want to talk about her for a second. She ended with, I will win with love. And you can't argue really with that, even though it seems simplistic. I would rather people have on their mind love and hope, and I didn't see any hope on. I found the whole thing. I am like you, Kara. I didn't even stay with it for that long. And I went back to it a couple of times during commercial breaks for another show that I was watching. But I just thought that we were presented with, once again, a bunch of hacks, people who are wannabes, people who think they can do it. There's no real inspiration. There's no inspiration on either side. Because the really good people like Michael Bloomberg, who have starch, who have qualification, who have everything but the desire to get involved in it on this level. And so once again, we're confronted with holding your nose and voting for somebody. There's nobody up there. I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll see what happens the next year. But if I had to vote today, I'd probably sit in my hands. I might vote for Biden, only because I think that he has good intentions. I think he has some. I don't know. He just has a level of humility.
He's far to the left. I think that is.
Well, he's
crazy.
Done it because that's what you have to do to get through the primary in the Democratic Party. Otherwise, he's not there.
When Bernie's deified, you've got no other. And Bernie's not going to get the nomination. But I agree. You have to have. I don't know. I thought Bernie just. It's funny. In one way, he doesn't age because he's like the Rolling Stones. He's always looked 100. But like it was kind of funny.
That's
just
a great analogy.
You know, I said that.
I was like,
he kind of has age, but he's also looks like he's 100. And he just kind of was like a little bit of a ranting, crazy old man, which he's always been. So I don't really know if my opinion has changed on Bernie. It might just be the same that he's always been, but. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a bad group. I remember.
It wasn't encouraging.
Jennifer, you and I talked about this when Kamala Harris was the what do you call it in California, Attorney General. She is a grandstander. She's a big. I am. If all of you know nothing else about me, you know that I'm a very good judge of character. Maybe it's because I've been on the radio as long as I have and talked to as many people as I have and heard as many stories as I have. There is nothing about her that pleads to me I am a sincere human being who really wants to help. What I hear from her is it's all about me. I want to be president because I have a huge ego and I am only going to take care of the people that I want to take care of. It's all about me, 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 me. So if that's
I think you're right in that sense. I have always kind of likened her to a female Cory Booker. And so I'm not a Cory Booker fan. And so I'm not a Kamala Harris fan. I do think though if you just are looking at who did the best in the debate, she definitely dominated the debate.
As much as this is going to sound hysterical, of all of the people who presented themselves over the past two nights, Elizabeth Warren seemed to be the one
the most
who actually,
sincere.
Well, in a way,
she's got more policy, I think.
Yeah, she's a wonk, and I would never vote for her. But of that bunch, and then that Chuck Todd, give me a hat for him.
I know.
My God, what an idiot! He was just an awful, what a terrible representation of NBC. They should be ashamed of themselves for having him there, having him do. Meet the Press or whatever the NBC show is. It's awful. So, on that bright note, I don't get to tell you about the American who died in the Dominican Republic, but we'll get to that next half hour, 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Lady is.
There's something in the way I wanna cry. It makes me
become someone I pay attention to. Why? She's got a uniqueness to her. And I like unique. As you know, that's why we have Jennifer, Victoria, and Carrie here, because they are unique. There's a story from a Pink sold out concert in Liverpool that got people's attention other than the music. There was a freebie in the crowd, in a manner of speaking. That's because during the first song on her show, a fan gave birth to a baby girl in the audience. Her name was Denise Jones. A couple of days away from her official due date, she went into labor just as Pink began to sing. Paramedics rushed her to the sidelines where a couple of doctors were on hand for what turned out to be very rapid delivery. 4 minutes after Pink took to the stage, a 6-pound, 4-ounce baby named Dolly Pink. All right. I'm still massively in shock, just a bit gutted. I missed the concert. The mom joked about having the baby, but I couldn't be happier. Of course, news of the birth made it all the way to Pink, who had the perfect response. Quote, Dolly Pink wanted to get the party started. And the reference to her 2001 hit was particularly appropriate, given that Pink was performing that track when Dolly's mom went into labor. Walk Me Home was where we started here. Beautiful Trauma, Get the Party Started, all of those would be appropriate for sure. So that's kind of a cool thing.
I'm just,
and I,
it's so funny to
give birth in a concert, like in a stadium.
I know. But also the fact that she just went into labor there and then had the baby like 5 minutes later. Man, any mom ever who spent days in the hospital is jealous of that.
This is why I don't like to ride in elevators with very pregnant women, because it's just inevitably going to get stuck. The baby's going to come out.
Well,
I mean,
all
right. Yeah, I know.
Something yet to be experienced by all three of you, it would seem. Number two here on our hit parade at 26 at the hour on the DJV program is a Spice Girls reunion tour. And what happened? Their 11-year hiatus has gone by. Spice Girls return to the stage. 13 concerts all over England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales for the Spice World Tour. Hardly the world, pretty much the world of the British Empire. But anyway, all told, tour grossed $78 million.
I'd like to do 13 concerts and make
$78 million. $700,000 people. These people. These Spice Girls have a lot of pulling power. They ought to, have they, is it because they weren't around for 11 years, or is
it's
it
because
people
they're
love
awesome?
Them? Yeah. Well, listen.
I know it's not your thing, but they are awesome.
There is so much nostalgia, and most people who are around who are fans of them were not able to see them in concert. So the fact that they're still around, still seem to be able to sing and sound good, I definitely want to go if they come to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I saw their last reunion tour, and it's the most fun show I've ever seen.
Oh, it has to be a party.
Oh, I saw them at Madison Square Garden, and it was just a nonstop dance party.
Let's see here. There was Scary, Sporty, Baby, and Ginger, grossing $7.2 million over two nights in the Coventry Arena. And there was 16.5 over three nights in Manchester, and then 27.6 over three nights at Wembley Stadium. Is that where the Red Sox and the Yankees are playing? Are they in Wembley?
Correct. Yes.
Yes, I thought. Yep. So anyway, the Spice Girls go back to 1997. They've done well since then. This is a real testament. I think they've got a future. Good for them. Good.
Good luck
in the future. It's the 28 After on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Night two of a Democratic debate in Miami, highlighted by feisty exchanges between frontrunner and former VP Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris. Harris asking Biden about what she said was his opposition to busing decades ago.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
I'd like to apologize for having mistakenly told you yesterday that Biden and Bernie Sanders were not part of last night's lineup when in fact they were. At the Women's World Cup, the U.S. team facing its biggest test yet, as they'll be battling host France in Paris in today's quarterfinals. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Now at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off. With savings that big, you'll be the president of printing.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. And online, with free overnight delivery on HP Ink at Staples.com.
And 629, restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/HPFOGO for details.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The hour, charging ahead into this hour of the DJV program for Friday the 28th of June. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren and Victoria Keelan, and Ms. Kara Schillen is here as we opine on important things. I'm going to take you to space so we can look back and see what's going on the Earth. Before we do that, though, I do think it would be good, Victoria, if you could update us on the latest person who croaked the Dominican Republic.
It's not ending.
I got one other thing that's distracted me that I want to talk about for a minute, but after
you please bring
okay.
us the story.
The latest is a man named Khalid Adkins. He is from Denver, Colorado. He traveled to the Dominican Republic with his daughter last week, and he was supposed to fly back home on Sunday, but he was so ill, and he got on the plane. He was sweating and vomiting in the plane's bathroom, and he basically forced flight attendants to remove him from the flight. He had, prior to his death, he had been hospitalized in Santo Domingo, and his leg was swelling really badly, and he couldn't get up, he couldn't walk, he started sweating and vomiting, he was in so much pain, he was actually yelling, and his family members had started a GoFundMe to raise $20,000 to fly him home for treatment via an air ambulance, and they did raise enough money, but it was too late. There was nothing he could do. His kidneys had been failing, and he had some sort of a respiratory issue as well. His family said all they know is that he drank something. He drank what they're calling suspicious alcohol, and has died. And so this is this follows earlier last week on Monday. Vittorio Caruso, was from New York. He died after he became sick at the Boca Chica Resort in Santo Domingo, and his sister-in-law, who was obviously devastated by the whole experience, she said that he was brought by ambulance to the hospital in respiratory distress after drinking something. So, I mean, I know we've talked about different things that could be at play here, but I've kind of from the beginning thought that this is just tainted alcohol because it just causes almost an immediate shutdown of your vital organs, and that's really what all these people are dying from. And once again, the spokesperson for the Ministry of Public Health, Carlos Suera, his quotes are really coming back to haunt him. His quote earlier last week, which was really a ridiculous defense to why all these Americans are dying, he said, quote, "People die all over the world. Unfortunately for us, these tourists have died here. We had about 14 deaths last year of U.S. tourists, and no one said a word. Now everyone's making a big deal of this." That's his exact quote. So
that's good.
Worst
really good
defense
for business,
in the century, I think, goes to this guy. But yeah, this is obviously something needs to be done. The FBI is involved in this now. The State Department has been monitoring the situation. I don't know if the FBI has actually traveled to the Dominican Republic to test the alcohol in these resorts, but clearly something needs to be done because this is just—it's scary at this point. And I think Kara came up with a stat that 70% of flights to the Dominican Republic have been slashed now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 70% less than this time last year of people going there. So, I mean, good for the 70% of people who aren't going. But why are people still going? That's what I don't get. It's been months.
Use those planes to replace the 737 MAX on other routes. So it's something. I'm going to make a statement that will not be a surprise to people who've listened to me for a long time. I have pretty much all of my life. Been a registered Republican. I am probably still sympathetic to many of the values of the Republican Party when it comes to actually being conservative economically, financial stuff. Maybe a rhino Republican. The hardcore right calls me a Republican in name only because I don't like things like this. We're heard on three or four radio stations in Montana, and I get I get feedback from a lot of people who are listening to the program who are in these various states. And the Republican Party, the chairman of the Republican Party in Montana, has criticized the governor for acknowledging gay people and flying the pride flag. You were mentioning in the last half hour, I think Victoria, you said, or maybe Kara, that you thought Buttigieg, whatever his name is, will be the first gay president. What I don't understand, and maybe it's because I wasn't brought up this way, I was brought up to be tolerant and understand people, but I say this to our, and I say it lovingly to Jennifer White, is not cut from this cloth either, but the problem that you have with the Republican Party is this stuff. If you can't, last night I went to a gay pride event. A very good friend of mine is a state senator, state rep from Massachusetts, from Framingham. His name is Jack Lewis. I've met his husband many times, got a beautiful little baby. They come to the farm all the time. And he's a very good human being, good guy. He's the vice chairman of the state, whatever the pride, I guess this has been Pride Month, so is that what they call the Pride Committee? I don't even know what they call it, and I don't really care. What I care about is people being treated as people for who they are, not what they may be in a sense where, you know, there are those, in my opinion, foolish people who think that it's a choice to be gay. I don't happen to agree with that either. But it's an individual choice. I'm just telling you how I feel. And
but I don't think these Republicans, I just looked up the story quickly because I hadn't heard the story. Yeah. And they're not upset about LGBTQ rights. They're not challenging rights. They're not choosing any of that. In fact, they're not saying anything bad about gay
governor flying
because he took the flag down to put up the gay pride flag. They took down the state flag to put up the gay pride flag. And there's a lot of people who were upset by the idea that was floated a couple weeks ago that they would take down the American flag on some of our embassies and put up the gay pride flag.
Okay,
it's about don't say that Republicans all hate gays
heard those words come out of my mouth. What I said was that the party stands for stuff like that in too many circumstances. I was
for
very
prioritizing
clear
the flag
say,
over the gay
no,
pride flag.
No, for even saying so. So maybe there was a lack of judgment, but it wasn't the way. It's not the business about taking down the flag. It's the way it comes across. That's my point. And I've made my point. I don't want to get into an argument about it. It just is an observation. Yeah, he did take down the state flag. And yeah, maybe you shouldn't do it. Jennifer, you
can't you
know
add the flag? Like, couldn't you have two
flags?
Yeah,
you could. Isn't that,
I don't prioritize, like, okay, it'd be the same thing if there was a straight pride flag or a Confederate
maybe
flag for that matter. Yeah. A Confederate flag would have why? Oh, no. It's the same kind of thing to some people.
No.
Some people it is. And so if we put that up next to an American flag or we took down a state flag to put up the Confederate flag, people would go nuts
about it. I would say to those who would equate the Confederate flag to the gay pride flag, I don't know that there's anything dangerous, angry, well, angry, yeah, maybe, but dangerous or death connected to a miserable experience in terms of gay flag, like there has been to the Confederate flag, which isn't even a Confederate flag anyway. It's the flag for the state of Virginia during the North and the South time. It just strikes me the wrong way. So I felt strongly about saying something, and I did. And you said something that you felt strongly about, and I'm glad you did. Let's keep moving. I was talking about what you can see from space, striking photos of that Japanese volcano coming from the space station. If you haven't seen them, it is really, maybe it gives you something to wow, look at that, kind of be in awe about. There were 9 explosions over this past about a week, and the Global Volcano Program is listing this as one of the biggest eruption since 1924 on an uninhabited island off the coast of Japan. It just it caught me because the picture is so graphic. If you see it, you look have a chance to look it up. It's just graphic, very it's just compelling. Today, speaking of big, is Paul Bunyan Day. Hooray for Paul Bunyan, the gigantic lumberjack. Who didn't read the story of Paul Bunyan when you were a kid? Everybody here has, right? You all know the story of him.
I don't think so, but really? I could be wrong.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
It's not really, I don't know, I don't really know much. I guess just a big lumberjack, and that's kind of all I know.
But his blue ox Babe.
Yep.
They traveled around the country. He created logging in the U.S. This is all legend. Created logging in our country, scooped out the Great Lakes to water his ox. He cleared the entire states of North and South Dakota for farming, trained ants to do logging work. They were carpenter ants, of course. Babe's large footprint created Minnesota's 10,000 lakes. It's just kind of a fun story to talk about with children. The origin of Paul Bunyan Day. French Canadians were believed to have originated the story during the Papineau Rebellion in 1837. He may have been created in Canada, but he quickly became a huge part of American folklore. Many of the tales of Paul Bunyan started in lumberjack country, logging communities. Like all good folklore, was passed down from generation to generation. I can't tell you how many books when I was a kid I read about Paul Bunyan. And the legend is interesting. So it's Paul Bunyan Day for those of you who want to celebrate that. Sports department, the female soccer players who have started the focus on CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Do I pronounce that correctly? I never know whether I pronounce it. Everybody, CTE, pretty much people know that. And Michelle Akers and Brandi Chastain are doing their part. This is the football thing, but it's now becoming a problem with soccer stars as well, because if you stand there and get hit by a ball at 40 miles an hour, isn't going to do your brain or your neck or your upper body a lot of good. Women helping to launch this study of former female soccer players. Michelle Akers scored both goals in Team USA's first championship back in 1991. As far as headers went, she said, I usually took 50 a game. Good God.
Well, and besides headers, some of the hits they take, you can tell it just shakes their neck and their head so much, and then they fall to the ground. Can't be good for you.
Akers says she suffered from migraines for a long time, and both she and Brandi Chastain, who are in their 50s, wonder if their occasional memory lapses are because of this. Chastain said that sometimes she can't remember some of the details of places that she went, somebody's last name, so they want to find answers. They've joined a long list, long-term study of people who have possible cognitive effects because of the headers and the collisions. So this is being done at Boston University School of Medicine. I think this is...
Is that the same school that does all the brain scan, like when people have donated their brains after they die? Is that the same? Is it Boston University School of Medicine that's done all those autopsies or whatever you want to call them?
Well, I can't answer that. I will tell you that the company that I follow...
I thought it was someplace in Boston.
MGH has a very, very, very... Mass General Hospital, very strong... doctor, I've seen him, maybe the best in the world when it comes to this sort of thing, and that's where a lot of work has been done, studies as a result of looking at the results of brain scans done by Seriscan out in Denver. You've heard me talking about them because they started doing the football and the Army guys and stuff, so
yeah.
They'll be involved in this as well, but it's good for them. Jennifer, television, Shark Week.
Special.
Mm-hmm. Rob Riggle. Is he the guy that's on that other show you were talking about?
He's on the mini golf show. Yes.
The golf
thing.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So he is doing a special, School of Comedians Going Fishing for Laughs. Adam Devine, Anthony Anderson, Joel McHale, Damon Williams.
Damon Wayans.
Wayans, him too. Shark Trip, Eat, Pray, Chum. It's going to be... on the Discovery Channel Shark Week from July 28th to August 4th. And Riggle is going to take over hosting duties for Shark After Dark, which is some late-night talk show.
Yeah, it's the late night after they air, Shark Week's my jam. So after they air the new episode of whatever the new thing is for Shark Week each night, they have a late night talk show that kind of has the people from the special on to talk about more, you know, shark stuff. So he'll be hosting that. And it's done in a very campy, fun kind of way.
So last year, Shark Week featured Shaquille O'Neal, Ronda Rousey, Mark Cuban, Mr. Wonderful, Barbara Gross. They had the people from
they
Shark
had the actual
Tank.
Sharks.
Yeah,
from Shark Tank.
Shark
it was really, Tank, yeah. It was a fun special. It really was.
All right, Jane, what's on tonight and over the weekend?
Well, tonight and over the weekend, a couple of big stories. Actually, let's start with Sunday just for a second, because I think there's some interesting stuff going on Sunday that you'll want to hear about. There's a new show on Stars that's getting a lot of attention called The Rook, and that series premiere starts at 8 o'clock. This is a story of top secret mystery and kind of supernatural spy drama is how it's being described. So you can check that out along with The Fear of the Walking Dead. That's on AMC at 9 o'clock on Sunday. Tonight, you'll be able to get the season finale of Whistleblower on CBS. They focus on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And then CMT has a special tonight with their Crossroads, Brooks and Dunn and Friends. They'll have Luke Combs and many more singing with Brooks and Dunn.
10 before the hour, DJV time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The hour. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology, the items that have attracted a lot of attention. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number five, counting to number one, Airbnb in the number five position, Victoria.
Yeah, Airbnb had some cool news this week. They have launched a new tier of their vacation home rentals called Airbnb Lux. Now, this is designed for customers who want to rent an over-the-top mansion, some kind of amazing private home with scenic views, top-of-the-line amenities. This is going to start at a minimum of $1,000 a night. And Airbnb Lux has launched this with 2,000 hand-picked homes around the world, each one passing their strict evaluation of 300 plus criteria. And so this is elevated design standards, all kinds of bells and whistles, chef-grade appliances, and it also provides 24/7 access to a trip designer who will ensure that your stay is tailored to exactly what you want. They are really trying to get into the high-end vacation home rental game. And this is a good time for Airbnb to do this, because we've been talking about Marriott and even Expedia adding in vacation home rentals. So it's good news for Airbnb. And, you know, if you want to get together with some friends and family and you want to rent a baller of a mansion, then this is now the time to do it.
Number four, does Instagram listen
to your private conversations. For me, this was the number one story. Of the week, in fact.
Well, this definitely was probably the biggest trending story on social media this week. And Gail King is being hailed as a bit of a social media hero now. She asked a question that many people want to know. Does Instagram's app listen to your conversations to help with ad placement? She interviewed Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri on CBS This Morning this week, and she said, "Can you help me understand how I can be having a private conversation with someone about something that I'm interested in seeing or buying, and then all of a sudden an advertisement for that will pop up on my Instagram feed?" And she said, "I haven't searched for it, I haven't talked to anybody about it, but I swear you guys are listening." And of course the CEO said that, you know, oh, well, maybe it's psychological, and maybe, you know, you had already seen something that was similar. It was a BS answer. The bottom line is, we all still believe that Instagram and Facebook are absolutely listening in on our conversations.
Yep. And keep that in mind as you
be careful what you say.
I'm getting really turned off to Facebook. Number three, focus on free advertising for Amazon Prime Day.
Amazon's Prime Day will return for the fifth time next month, and this time it's actually going to be running for two entire days. Amazon has announced that Prime Day will start at midnight on Monday, July 15th, and run for 48 hours. There are more than a million deals around the world, lots and lots of discounts on Alexa-enabled devices, and this actually started back in July of 2015 to celebrate Amazon's 20th anniversary, which seems weird that Amazon's been around that long, but their Prime subscription program has 100 million people who use it around the world. So a lot of people looking forward to the Prime deals that they're going to cash in on this year.
Number two, Nashville banning electric scooters. Tragedy there this week.
Yeah, this is about time, though, too, because I was in Nashville just a few months ago, and the scooter situation is out of control. I know it's also the same way in L.A. People just rent these scooters and leave them in the middle of the road. They leave them in the middle of the sidewalk. And so Nashville has banned electric scooters after the first death that was related to these scooters. A guy who was 26 was struck by a vehicle and killed while riding the scooter in May. Police found that the guy on the scooter actually was the reason that the accident happened. He had more than twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system, and that he, you know, he was the one who caused the crash. But nonetheless, a life was lost, and so Nashville has now taken 4,000 scooters off the streets. I don't know if it's actually ever going to return. Maybe regular bikes will replace them.
Well, a little exercise. Number one this week in the top five tech stories is a cyber attack story.
Yeah, and we've been going back and forth with U.S. versus Iran and sanctions and all kinds of things. And it turns out that last week, when President Trump approved the attack, or he called off airstrikes, he had approved the airstrikes, then he called them off the same day. This was last Thursday. Turns out on that same day, what we did, we didn't strike them with an airstrike, but we did hit them where it hurts with a cyber attack. And the target of the attack was an intelligence group that has ties to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. That group has been connected to recent attacks on commercial ships in the region, most likely the Japan, the oil tanker there. And so the cyber attack was described as crippling to Iran's military command and control systems. It did not result in any loss of life, and the Iranian missile control systems were also targeted. And so this is probably what we're going to be hearing a lot more of in the future.
Along with robots taking over 20 million jobs in the next few years. Another one that we'll talk about probably next week or two. 59 after, this is the DJV program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.